This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, Joe Wiley earlier was... I knew it was her as soon as I saw the text, but I got some anonymous texts to my phone earlier claiming to be from David Hasselhoff. Now, saying that he'd written a love scene for me in the musical with me and him together starring in it. So I sent one back saying, "Thanks, David. I can't wait to make love to you," which was my way of getting her to say, "I can't wait to make love to you" on the air,
so
that I could tape it and then we could make some calls this afternoon.
Nice.
She's going to love this. So we've called pretty much everyone in my phone book from Radio 1 just to tell Jo how she feels about them. Would you like to hear them?
Yes, please.
First of all, Steve Lamack.
Hello.
Hi, it's Jo Wiley here.
Hello.
I can't wait to make love to you.
They used to get on so well, didn't they?
He wasn't very impressed at all.
Not at all. This is a good one.
I thought he'd at least spoken to her.
This is a good one. Westwood.
Hello.
Hi, it's Joe Wiley here.
Joe, what's up, baby?
I can't wait to make love to you.
Yeah, we had such a nice time last time, baby. Joe, you are so naughty.
Oh my god.
I know.
Last time.
I know. Pete Tong.
Hello.
Hi, it's Jo Wiley here.
Hi, Jo.
I can't wait to make love to you.
Hey.
I can't wait to make love to you.
Yeah.
Did you hear his nervous laugh at the beginning as well? Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Hi, it's Joe Wiley here.
Hi, Joe.
Chris Miles didn't answer his phone. Neither did Dave Pearce.
Oh.
But we did leave Dave a message.
Hi, it's Dave. I can't take your call at the moment. I'll get back to you as soon as I can, so please leave a message.
Hi, it's Joe Wiley here. I can't wait to make love to you.
What's Dave going to be thinking about now, do you think?
Do you think he's phoned her back?
It's all going off. She wants to have it off with me. Fire me.
That's good. That's a good impression.
It's all going off. And then we phoned the boss's office.
Andy Parfitt's office.
Hi, it's Joe Wiley here.
Joe, hello.
I can't wait to make love to you.
Can I help you? Thank you, Scott. Love you. Bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She normally falls for it, though, doesn't she?
She does normally, yeah.
This is...
National.
Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we're about to play The Young Noise. Only young people will be able to hear this, apparently. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott.
Hiya, who's that?
Hi, it's Andy from Coventry.
Hi, Andy. What are you saying?
Right, I've got a neighbour who's only 15.
Right.
And my sister's a school teacher. And apparently the kids, because they're not allowed to have phones in school, are using the Young Noise as a ringtone. So the teacher can't actually hear the phone ringing.
So the kids can hear the ringtone, but the teachers can't hear it.
That's right, yes.
Right, do you know what? People slag off kids these days, but that is a work of genius, isn't it? Do you mean?
That is clever.
That is clever stuff. Wow. Now, I got this noise from my flatmate, and a lot of times he talks rubbish, so I don't know whether this is going to work. Poor Danny in Wallasey. It's his 26th birthday today. Shame we didn't play it yesterday, isn't it, really? Because he won't be able to hear it. Dave off of Sheffield says, "I'm 25 in 13 days, so I've only got 13 days of the Young Noise left. Hurry up, Scott, so I'm going to play it in a second, don't worry. Please let me know when the young person's noise is going to be played." The young person's noise. "I'd like to do a scientific test because I am 33 and my girlfriend is 24. Now, apparently this is scientifically true, okay? This is a noise that only people under 25 can hear. So I'm going to play the young noise to you now. See if you can hear it. That was it. Chappers, did you hear
ow,
it?
Ow, ow, ow!
No, come
ow,
on!
Ow!
Did you hear it?
Yes.
Right. Ow. No, he didn't.
I'm not 26 till next, this time next week.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I really don't know what to do with this award at all.
The award that you picked up on Chris's behalf, but isn't actually for Chris.
We went to the Loaded Laughter Awards today, and we won the Funniest DJ Award last year. This year I went to pick it up on behalf of Chris Moyles. But after his brush with death yesterday, Chris wasn't really feeling up to go up to the awards himself, so I had to come and get it for him.
Yeah.
So he just had lied down with a fruit salad, because it was touch and go for a while yesterday.
It was, wasn't it?
It really was, yeah. They thought he might die, but he didn't. So they have handed it to me instead, right?
Right.
Now, when I got the award, I didn't really look at it. I was like, yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, Chris will be really chuffed. And didn't realise that it actually says on it, funniest TV personality. They've given me the wrong award.
Were you on the wine?
No, I didn't drink a thing. I was drinking orange juice.
Okay, all right.
Even more surprisingly, it says Charlotte Church underneath funniest TV personality.
Can't you just
I don't
cross
mean
it?
That, Charlotte.
No, I know what you mean. Can't you just cross it out with a marker pen and put Chris...
What do I do with it? Do I give this to Chris?
Yeah, I think you just put a line through Charlotte Church and just put Chris Moyles.
Also, there's a slight problem. That's not supposed to happen, is it?
That just sounds like you've broken it.
It is broken.
Well done.
Now, everyone's saying you didn't play anything when we played the Young Noise. Yes, I did. And I've got these meter things that tell me how loud things are, right, in the studio. And that is properly loud. It actually registers quite high on the meters. So there's definitely something being played there. Kate in Warsaw says, well, brilliant. Thanks for making my afternoon. I'm now officially old. I'm only 24. Is it because women are 5 years more mature than men? That's probably it. Loads of people feeling cheated. They didn't hear anything. Did you hear something, Chopper?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I feel quite youthful.
Yeah. You're the only one.
Really?
You're the only person that heard it on the text. Apparently,
Really? No. Well,
it's something to do with the frequency range of your speakers or something like that. Yeah. Radio
well, that
One,
means...
hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Ellie.
Hi, Ellie. Did you hear anything?
No.
Oh, rubbish. How old are you?
I'm 21.
How do you feel?
Rubbish.
Ben in Yeovil says, can I have Charlotte Church's award? I don't know, what's the etiquette with awards if they give you the wrong one? Do you give it back, or what do you do? Ben, I'll get back in touch with you. If Charlotte doesn't want it, she probably won't, because I have broken it as well. Oh, rubbish. That's not supposed to happen, is it? Every time you try and put it back in, look. Yeah. See, the world be in a war with Chris Moore's name on it, so he'll still have one. But, if Charlotte Church is listening, or anyone that she knows, maybe you can get in touch with her. Let me know. Oh, no!
Hi, it's Kaz.
Hi, Kaz. What are you saying?
I think I heard the noise. I heard kind of sirens or something.
Sirens?
Yeah, sirens.
I don't think it's a siren noise.
Oh, okay, then.
It's like a really, really high-pitched squeak noise. Did you hear that?
No.
Right. Well, where did you get the sirens from, then?
I'm not sure.
Are they just in your head?
Probably, yeah.
How old are you?
15.
Right. Yeah, you should get that checked out.
Okay.
Love you.
Love you too.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, earlier in the week, you remember we spoke to a guy who did not want to be named or identified on the air, so we just called him Mr. X. He had some magazines of an adult nature, which were quite well hidden, because he lives with his girlfriend. She doesn't know that he's got them. He kept them well hidden in the spare room, under a floorboard, under a rug. But he's not sure where they've gone. They've disappeared, and he doesn't know whether his girlfriend's found them or whether his girlfriend's mum has taken them, because she is staying with them in the house at the moment. But you can't really ask that, can you? Excuse me, where are my magazines? Now, we are not naming this person, and we've used a voice changer as well, just to make sure he's not identified. And we're calling him Mr. X. We have an update now. Hello, Mr. X.
Hello.
My voice changer is back on.
Sounded good.
Can you just speak a bit more for me to make sure I've got it right?
Okay. Hello. Nothing.
Do Twinkle Twinkle Little Star again.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Okay, that's fine.
That's just for your own amusement, isn't
it? What's happened?
They've reappeared.
What?
They've reappeared.
What, so the magazines that are missing have now been put back by somebody?
Yeah, they're back. I'm really, really confused, because I don't know where or who is putting them
Now, let's not forget that as well as your girlfriend being in the house, who doesn't know about your stash, also the girlfriend's mum is staying in the spare room at the moment, which is where they were hidden.
Yeah, that's right.
So what? So someone's put them back, and you can't ask still, can you?
No, of course not. I can't go, you know, put my magazine back, because it'd be really awkward.
Ooh.
Is your girlfriend's mum still staying there?
Yeah, she is. She's going back at the end of the week. So I don't know if she's put them back, you know, as she's going. I don't know. I can't ask, you know.
That's weird. Do you have a fingerprinting kit?
I don't. Maybe you could send me one.
So you could use one of those, and then you'll know whose fingerprints are all over the magazines.
It'll be like, you know, CSI.
Yeah.
Yeah, or The Bill. Because I'm a more old-fashioned police work, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe the mum of his girlfriend just borrowed them during her visit for a bit of light reading while she was staying.
Oh, they start
that. Well, are you pleased that they're back?
Well, I don't know. Like, you just put that thought into my head. So I've got those other things. I don't know if I want to read them anymore.
Your voice is weird like that. I don't like it. Right, keep us up to date, okay? It's a mystery. This is registering really high on my meters, all right? There is something definitely being played. Ellie?
Yo?
I'm going to play it now, right? See if you can hear it. That is up really high on my meters. Do you hear anything?
No, yeah,
oh,
I'm just
rubbish.
Really
this is on.
Hello.
Hi, it's Joe Wiley here.
Joe, what's up, baby?
I can't wait to make love to you.
Yeah, we had such a nice time last time, baby.
Oh, it!
Joe, you are so naughty.
Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1.